Thanks for being with us here on The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. And let's talk now about kids and reading, because let's face it, it's not always easy to get kids to read.
Why would a child turn a page? A child isn't polite. I mean, adults will conscientiously read a book they dislike because they feel they should. Children don't feel any such compulsion. If they hate the first two pages, swammo against the wall, that's the end of the book. They don't care if it's won 18 Caldecott Awards, right? Okay. So you've got to catch them. You've got to catch them in a kind of rhythmic pattern, in a kind of syncopation that makes them turn that page.
Well, that's a pretty reliable source on children's literature there. Where the Wild Things Are, author Marie Sendak speaking back in 1985. Well, in 2008, the Library of Congress created a new position to encourage kids all across the country to turn that page. It's the National Ambassador for Young People's Literature. And on Tuesday, author Jacqueline Woodson began her two-year term in that position. Jacqueline Woodson is, of course, the author of young adult hits like Miracles Boys and Brown Girl Dreaming. She's here now to talk about what she hopes to accomplish during her tenure as National Ambassador. Jacqueline Woodson, what a pleasure. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. You've written a lot of books, as I mentioned, for young readers. Do you agree with Marie Sendak there? Now, his readers are younger maybe than a lot of yours, so maybe a different way to get them to turn the page. But what do you think about what he had to say?
Well, I actually write picture books all the way up to adult fiction.
So all the way through.
Yeah, all the way through. And I think what Maurice is saying is as true today as it was when he said it, as true as it was from the beginning of the time of books. So you have to get in there and catch the reader and hold them and give them books that are well written and well illustrated to keep them turning those pages.
What's the job like, National Ambassador? Obviously, radio shows like this one, where hopefully people go and read books and give books to their kids. A lot of libraries, I imagine. What else?
A lot of going into the places where the young people are and engaging them. So yesterday, I was at Revolutionary Books up in Harlem speaking to young people from middle schools. I'm going into juvenile detention centers. I'm going into homeless shelters. I plan to go into a lot of classrooms or Skype in with classrooms. So anywhere where I can meet the children where they are.
Now, the platform that you chose for your time as ambassador is Reading Equals Hope, Times Change. What does that mean?
It means that when you open up a book, you come to it with a sense of hope for what you're going to get out of it. Or as Sendak says, you know, you hope you want to turn that page. There is this desire to have good literature. And when you read a book that you love, it changes you. You're someone different from when you first started reading that book to when the book is over.
You know, hope and change, when I read this tagline, reading equals hope times change, I took sort of a political message out of it. And that's me as the reader. It seemed to tap into a sense in these political times that everybody's thinking about what's going on in the country and in the streets, even kids. Well, now, that's how I interpreted it. Is that right?
It is true. I mean, and then, of course, it's a play on words, too, right?
Yeah.
Hope times change. We have to understand that young people don't live in a bubble. They're very much aware of this moment in time that we're living in. And they're very much aware of both their powerlessness as young people and their empowered selves, and that they are carrying this mantle forward. So I think one thing that reading can do, that good books can do, is show them ways in which they can engage in the world, ways in which they can meet other people first on the page and then in the real world.
Well, I wanted to take the chance while you're here, Jacqueline Woodson, to get some of your best recommendations for children's literature, both young adult and kids. While the parents are listening, the aunts and uncles in my case, what are the best books out there right now?
I think I can't speak to the best books out there. I think there's so many amazing books out there, and it depends on the reader what they're going to consider the best for who they are or what they need in the moment. But I think there's some people doing some amazing stuff. One book that I really love these days is Crown, An Ode to the Fresh Cut by Derek Barnes, which is a picture book about a haircut, but it's about so much more. And I think that's one thing that happens with literature. You know, young adult and children's writers have historically been somewhat subversive, and a lot of the books are telling many stories. And there's The Bells by Danielle Clayton, The Stars Beneath Our Feet by David Barclay Moore. And then, of course, Joe Bruchac, who is a First Nation writer who's been writing forever, writes picture books, writes middle grade. There's a great book called The People Shall Continue by Simon J. Ortiz. Margarita Ingle is the Young People's Poet Laureate right now, and she's also a writer of picture books that are beautiful and also middle grade.
She's been on the show.
I love her so much. Cynthia Leidick Smith is another Native writer. Meg Medina. Kwame Alexander, of course, who wrote The Crossover and Solo. He was the Newbery Award winner. Jason Reynolds is blowing up and writing so many amazing middle grade books for everybody, but particularly speaking to young men of color. And I have two more. Rita Williams Garcia, Elizabeth Acevedo, her book The Poet X is an amazing book. One more. Vashti Harrison, Little Leaders, is a fabulous picture book.
Well, it's a great reading list that covers the full range, and that's for parents, for moms and dads, aunts and uncles, cousins, anybody who's buying books for young people now or wants to point them toward the library. Before we let you go, Jacqueline, just say a word if you would. Something I'm curious to hear you talk about. It's a world of distractions, isn't it? And content, unlimited choices, information for kids. What's the best pitch for the book?
What's the best pitch?
The best pitch to a 12-year-old for the book right now.
You can leave this moment for a while. You know, when you open a book, you can go somewhere else for a while, and that's a great thing. And again, it comes down to the 12-year-old. Whoever I'm speaking to, I'm going to have a different message for them. But think about the glory of being able to leave the world.
Jacqueline Woodson, author, national ambassador for young people's literature for the Library of Congress. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.